We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome in. It's a Monday edition of Straight Up with Sturge, live at Smoke on the Water. We're set up in the bar section. It's happy hour, and listen, we're going to have some fun going up till 7 o'clock. We do not break into All-Star Home Run Derby coverage till 8 p.m., but Diesel, we got a lot of things we're going to get into today, but having not seen you real quickly, did you make it back from the four-day weekend, if you will, with all your fingers intact? Because that's always my biggest fear. One of those deals where an explosive blows up in somebody's face when they least realize it.
So your biggest fear is me having my fingers blown off so I can't push buttons for you.
Yeah. Oh, see, you take it. That's why we completely undersell you. But, you know, we had a deal locally, I believe, where, you know, a firework shot off right upside a man's face and it killed him. You know, and those are those things. That's why I enjoy them from a distance and kind of leave it at that at 51 years old. However, living in an apartment community, did y'all have four consecutive nights of fireworks going off?
Yeah, we did. It was everywhere.
Yeah, last night was the only night I got a little irritated with it. You know, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, have at it. But last night I was, okay, after 4 days and your animals hate it and everything else, I was kind of glad that if I hear them tonight, I hope it rains. How about that? But Diesel, are you prepared for the best news that you've heard all summer long outside of she's hired? Today is National Chocolate Day. So I suggest you and I stop by somewhere on the way home and get our better halves, if you will, some chocolate. You think that's what we should do on National Chocolate Day? But you can come down here to Smoke on the Water, have a great meal. Got a couple of different chocolate desserts that you can finish it off with on National Chocolate Day. All right, one interview coming up at 4:37. We're going to talk with former Clemson football player J.K.J., a very tragic situation on Friday, former Clemson running back who used a graduate transfer. Tyshawn Dye passed away at a family outing at a state park at the lake on Friday. And J.K.J. and another former Clemson player, Jonathan Meeks, started a GoFundMe page yesterday morning to pay for all the funeral expenses and everything for the family with a goal of $25,000. Can I tell you they hit that in less than 24 hours? Now, you can still go donate to the fund and everything else, and we'll talk with J.K.J. At 4:37 about, you know, why. You know, unfortunately, we tried to reach out to Wayne Gallman, the New York Giants running back, but busy right now, as you can expect, getting ready to head into training camp here in a few weeks. So J.K. just wants to come on, talk about how you can make the contribution, because tie-dye, as we all knew him in covering Clemson, what a nice man. And he was a man, and he was a gentle man. And he could have transferred out of Clemson a whole lot earlier, but he stayed there to get the degree and then took advantage of the graduate transfer and played his last year at East Carolina. So our thoughts and prayers. Listen, it's been a tough class of running backs, Diesel. C.J. Fuller from Easley passed away, you know, what, 6 months ago due to the blood clots and all in his leg, and now another member of that running back class is gone as well, way too soon, in Tyshawn Dye. Also, it is the All-Star game here, so there is no Major League Baseball for the next couple of days, but you can check out the All-Star game tonight on television and turn it down, listen to ESPN Upstate at 8 o'clock, because if you're a Braves fan, this is one of the few times you didn't want to see the All-Star break come. I mean, they're playing hot. They're looking like they are a legitimate contender. I heard Diddy on Mark Ryan's show earlier, and I agree. The Braves are now, if they really find some bullpen help, the Braves are going to be a legitimate contender for the World Series. Also, Diesel, if you didn't hear, The biggest loser of the weekend wasn't me, because I have not had the chance to go to your YouTube page, What Diesel Gone Fishing, and see your latest upload. And my apologies, that will be done here tonight. The biggest loser of the weekend was not the Netherlands getting shut out yesterday in the World Cup finals by the U.S. women's team. What a dominant effort here. We'll talk about that later. The biggest loser of the weekend were all the people that paid crazy amounts of money to go see the New Orleans Pelicans in Summer League play in game number two. Why? If you didn't hear, Zion bruised his knee in his first Summer League game the other night, and the Pelicans are shutting him down till training camp. So he's done. And you know what? Is that going to be a little bit of an issue, Diesel? And this is where I need your expertise. This is where you are much more than what we set the bar with you, Sports Talk's most decent producer. But you are a CrossFit athlete. You work out. Your body is fully matured. You know how to handle it, what stress it can take, what it can't. And as you get older, that's gonna change a little bit. But we saw the blowout of the shoe when it comes to Zion with six games left in the season. You know, we've never seen that before, to my knowledge. But we've never seen a player that's built like Zion Williamson at 6'7", 285 pounds. Now he bruises his knee in game number one of the Summer League. Might this be a problem for Zion until his body completely matures? Because where you are at 19 and where you may be at 22, that's going to be a whole different thing. And we've seen, now granted, it's been 7'1", 7'2", you know, in that space. We've seen guys just not be able to adapt the older they get. Is the jury still a little bit out on how Zion competes until we see that body mature? Fair or not, Deez?
Well, that was a 60-second question. I'm going to say yes. We don't know. We have absolutely no idea what's going on with Zion. Did he tweak his knee in a funny way and then boom, he re-injured it in a game? Is it a recurring thing? Look, we have absolutely no idea what's going on with him internally. Is it the right move from the Pelicans? I think it is. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you stand to gain by putting him on, mm-hmm. putting him out there and getting him hurt in preseason, in Summer League? It doesn't matter. Summer League means absolutely nothing. Sure, you might be able to sell some concessions and sell some jerseys at the games and stuff, but like, really, who cares? This is not what's important. This doesn't mean anything. Take your stars out. Let your new guys get in there and get reps and let them develop.
Yeah, I have no issue with the Pelicans shutting him down. I was just kind of wondering about the components of how physical his body is compared to others, you know what I mean? And how those knees and things may hold up. But I'm with you. That's a glorified exhibition that they're playing out in Vegas. They're switching between one of the casino arenas as well as Thomas and Mack Arena where UNLV is. So it's not even the home fans that are getting to see him play at this point. Number two, it is about ratings. But does the NBA, do we not need a little time off at some point? Because that Summer League game with the Pelicans and the Knicks, the highest rated NBA Summer League game ever, and that is what you call the Zion effect. So, again, we'll come back, and you can give it to us. Remember, we're going to have a remembrance of Tyshawn Dye at 4:37 with former Clemson Tiger JKJ from right here in Greenville, also attended Christ Church, also has neck and issues. That's why his career as a five-star offensive lineman came to a halt. We'll also, you can give us your thoughts on the USA winning the Women's World Cup, their fourth time in doing so, and what a dominant effort. However, my issue is, and we'll talk about it during the show, people aren't talking about the 7-0 streak. People aren't talking about 28 goals scored. People aren't talking about leading 70% of the time. You know, the game starts off even. So the American team never trailed. What everybody's talking about today was the battle that took place off the field. I congratulate these women, but you know what? I got a little different idea if I were to ever wear the red, white, and blue. We'll get into that as well. That's my article up on ESPNUpstate.com. Also, what happened to American tennis? We'll talk about that later on as well. But phone lines are open, 844-GSP-ESPN. Don't forget, Bada Bing Pizza will be live, Diesel and I, on Wednesday.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Phone lines are open. We will have JKJ, former Clemson offensive lineman. And again, we'll be memorializing Tyshawn Dye a little bit. But Diesel, there were some people that took a beating this weekend. UFC had a UFC World had a little bit of a shock this past weekend when Ben Askren went into Saturday night's UFC 239 welterweight bout against Jorge Masvidal with an undefeated 19-0 record. So it wasn't that big of a shock when Askren went down. But it was a huge shock when he went down in 5 seconds. I mean, 5 seconds. That makes some of Mike Tyson's title defenses back in the day look like a long evening of boxing. I mean, because they made it to like a minute and a half on a few times, but 5 seconds? What happened was Askren caught a flying knee right out of the gate, and it knocked him out. I mean, it knocked him out. Masvidal, he literally put him to sleep. The guy didn't move. But you know what? Sometimes when you lose in life, you got to own it. And that's exactly what Ben Askren did. He tweeted out a simple three-word statement after he woke up back to the world of living. Well, that sucked. You know what I mean? What would you say after you got knocked out in 5 seconds of a fight as a 19-0 fighter and all? You know what I mean? 5 seconds. I'm not even sure I would have pretended I had the ability to tweet at that point. You know what I mean? So that's something that caught my attention from the weekend as well. Again, a couple other things when it comes to things that caught my attention over the 4th of July, which is golf. I am having a total adjustment, if you will, to the new golf schedule. I like everything being moved up. I like the fact that we are getting ready to head into the British Open here coming up, and that's it. We don't have to worry about the PGA Championship coming up in August, and the season's done. They can feed us the FedEx Cup all they want to. That doesn't really do a whole lot for me because once we get into media days and then NFL training camp, which, again, we will be there covering the live opening of the Carolina Panthers on July 25th. Fifth on the campus of Wofford College. But you know, once we get into talking days and more of Listtober, my focus on golf tends to go away. Now, some people live and die by the FedEx Cup. That's not me. But we saw the youngest golfer since Jordan Spieth win a tournament this weekend up in Minneapolis, the 3M Open. And again, I guess with the advent of the new tour calendar, there were some tournaments that went away, and there are some. I did not know that they were until a couple of weeks ago. There was a 3M Open in Minneapolis this weekend, number two. I mean, I always remember, you know, the John Deere Open is the last thing before some of them catch a flight over to Europe, over to England to start playing the Open next week. The week before was a new tournament up in Detroit. So, again, give me some time, people. Right now, I don't know what's going on when it comes to this tour. I get it. Diesel likes to call me the fuddy and the duddy of Straight Up with Sturge. But I haven't gotten adjusted to this in any way, shape, or form. Also, since we are going to be having JKJ, the former Clemson Tiger offensive lineman, up next, a couple of other notes from this weekend, Diesel. You're a Panthers fan, but, you know, you're also a huge advocate of getting out on Sundays and getting in your Jeep or going fishing and getting away from things. But did you ever get to know the guy? And I want to make sure Greenville people here don't realize when I say Catman, I'm talking about Chandler Catanzaro, the former Clemson kicker. No, I am not. But did you ever get to know, or not get to know, but recognize Catman, the big Carolina Panthers fan? He was pretty much featured at every home game from the stands, and that's what he got to be known as, was Catman. Well, he died. He's been to every single Carolina Panthers home game from 1995 until the end of last season. But unfortunately, Greg Good Jr., or Greg Good, again, known as Catman, he passed away this past weekend at 62 years old. Now his son, Greg Good Jr., will take over that persona in honor of his late father. And I think that is a fantastic story from this past weekend. Rest in peace, Greg Good. I never knew you, never talked to you, but I knew who you were. So you were a figure. Let's get Delvin in before we go to break. Want to talk NBA. Delvin, I hope you're doing well. We're going to be talking a lot of NBA when Tyler Butler gets here at 5 o'clock. What's up?
Yeah, well, what's – well, tell Tyler Butler and you thought the big loser, or Tyler Butler and all the other insiders who said that Kawhi was going to the Lakers, that it was down to the Lakers and the Raptors, and lo and behold, the Clippers came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they absolutely did, and you know, I wasn't that surprised that I had said the Clippers or listen, Kawhi wasn't going to go be a third wheel for anybody, and that's how it would have played out with the Lakers, Delvin, in my humble opinion. Now, what the Clippers were able to do was put a piece that nobody really saw coming, and that was add Paul George to the Clippers roster as well. So now you talk about these duos that have been formed, KD, Kyrie, Kawhi, Paul George, LeBron, Anthony Davis. Which one would you take?
Paul George and Kyrie?
I would too.
Kawhi.
Yeah, I would take the Clippers as well because – we know Anthony Davis can be a little petulant. We know both of them have dealt with some health issues. KD and Kyrie, I mean, I don't see Kyrie as anybody that's ever made his players better on his team. KD's out for a year. So I think it's Kawhi and Paul George or maybe whatever the Pelicans can do with a duo.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable how everybody, all the insiders got wrong. I didn't want to see what Tyler Butler got to say though, man, because he said it was down to the Lakers and the Raptors, and that the Clippers were out of it, and they went out of it.
Well, that's the thing, you know. There was a lot of smoke being blown. You got to know who you can trust and who you can't trust. And the thing is, he nailed a lot of it here, Delvin. But you always got that chance to be wrong. Kawhi was the one guy I don't think you could put a finger on what he was going to do. But thanks for the phone call, Delvin. We'll get more into that because I want to ask him who's better off when it comes to these duos. You know what I mean? And you know, Brooklyn fans, you got a while to wait with getting Kevin Durant healthy, but I still say the Kyrie thing, I got a lot of questions about when all is said and done. So, again, when we come back, we will talk with former Clemson offensive lineman JKJ. After that, we'll get into the Women's World Cup. But, Diesel, as we go into remember a fine young man, listen, Tyshawn Dye, he was a good kid. I mean, he did everything people asked. He didn't sit here and complain about getting passed on the depth chart as Clemson signed better players. What he did is he played special teams. He graduated. He got that degree, and he took advantage of it. And he transferred to East Carolina for his final season. I mean, that's what everybody wants. I want to share this story as well because I want to go into this in a positive note, not the negative. But Southern Cal offensive tackle Austin Jackson, he's going to donate bone marrow to his younger sister next week. Austin Jackson's younger sister, Autumn, suffers from diamond black fan anemia, a condition that results in bone marrow failing to produce red blood cells. The thing is Southern Cal can't even begin to comment how long he's going to be out. I mean, no timetable whatsoever. A starting offensive lineman, a former four-star recruit, started all 12 games at left tackle. You know what? Just goes to show you, family, you know, teams are family, but blood's probably the only thing thicker than a family. I mean, think about that. Southern Cal starting left tackle just says, screw it, man, my sister's more important, and he needs to be commended for that, in my opinion. All right, speaking of being commended for it, Jonathan Meeks, the former Clemson defensive back, JKJ, the former offensive lineman, they went and put in a GoFundMe page yesterday morning, I believe it was, in less than 24 hours, hoping to get a goal of $25,000 to memorialize their former teammate in a way. They reached that goal in less than 24 hours. You can continue. That's how much Tyson Dye touched his teammates. You can still continue to make a donation. We'll talk about, you know, JK said, listen, we're gonna memorialize and remember Tyshawn, but also we got to give credit to the Clemson family and the family that is the football team that allowed them to make this big of a move. So, JKJ, when we come back after that, let's have some fun with World Cup. Disagree with me all you want. I'm not going to back down when it comes to that. Also, we got college football to get into, and Delvin wants me to roast Tyler Butler about Kawhi to the L.A. Clippers. We'll do all that, but coming back, JKJ, again, former Clemson offensive lineman. Let's go to the guest line for the first time today. It is JKJ. JK, you may remember, was a five-star recruit out of Christchurch. JK, having gone there through 10th grade, I can confirm that you were the first and you have been the last five-star recruit out of the Christchurch Cavalier football program. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, Sturge. How are you, buddy?
Man, first of all, I can hear you're in the car. I'm at Smoke on the Water, so I'm winning today. But number one, I feel you. I've known you for a while. We've gone back and forth for a while, you being from Greenville and being a Clemson Tiger. But, you know, JK, it was unfortunate on Friday. Another member of the Clemson football family, and that's what y'all have become. Drowned in an accident in a state park in Georgia. Tyshawn Dye, and, you know, I think – number one, that type of tragedy, it really connects with everyone, but it has been that running back situation at Clemson, a couple of tragedies in the last 8 months.
Yeah, it's been a really hard 8 months for, the family, in the Clemson family and the running back room, especially in Coach Elliott and Hot Rod. And so just prayers for, you know, both families and Coach Elliott and Hot Rod and that running back room and just the brothers that have been lost suddenly and tragically.
You know, JK, I don't want to make this about you real quick, but, you know, I feel your pain. I had cervical fusion surgery just over a year ago, shoulder surgery in January. It was injuries that derailed your playing career at Clemson. And, you know, Taj, my good buddy Taj, says, you know, that day you play your last game, it's kind of humbling. But does this soften that blow to you? You know what I mean by that? That, hey, I'm still here to be a good Christian, to help others in this Clemson family. I see pictures of you on Facebook and you and your daughter and wife are down there as part of the Clemson family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Look, Coach Sweeney created a real family culture, and that's what we are. And I feel extremely blessed just that I had the opportunity to go to Clemson and to be under Coach Sweeney and the rest of the staff. And to, they are still so close to me, and I still talk to everybody, once a week or so. But, Rashard Hall and Jonathan Meeks started a Bible study that we have every Monday through Friday morning at 8 a.m. with former players. and everybody calls in, and you know, we talk about the word, and then we all present prayer requests and pray for each other. And Rashard on Friday night, you know, texted everybody and said, hey, we're going to have a prayer call at 9, and whoever wants to jump on, jump on. And a lot of guys called in and just prayed for, you know, Tyshawn's family and the communities that were impacted and the brothers that were hurting. And it's just a really big blessing. And, you know, somebody said, I wish there was a way that we could help his family with funeral expenses. And so, you know, that's how it came about. But it's just that brotherhood and family that has been there, you know, all along. And, you know, even though we've all graduated and life has taken us down our different paths, there's a very strong and special bond that's really unique and much deeper than just, hey, we played at Clemson,
right,
bond.
So let me ask you this, JK. I mean, you guys put – tell people how they can get to the GoFundMe page, and we'll link it up as well on our ESPN Upstate account. But, you know, you and Meeks and I'm sure a couple of others said, all right, that's one way we can do it, a GoFundMe page. And you guys put a $25,000 goal for it. In that Clemson family, between the graduates, the fans, and former football players, had it over $25,000 in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, and I think that was the coolest thing about that was, I think at the time we went over our goal, we had like 370 unique donors. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just, you know, a couple really big donors. It was a lot of people that gave what they could and came together to help and show love to the family, and that's the Clemson family at whole. And I mean, we're extremely thankful for, you know, those that were able to give and did give, and those that shared it on their social media and have been praying for Tyshawn and his family and this fund to help them. And so we're just extremely grateful for the Clemson family that we see and interact with every day. And this is just a small way that you can see a snapshot of just how great the whole family is.
Well, listen, you know, that was fantastic work, because nobody prepares for a situation like that. Nobody thinks about it. But, JK, real quickly, because, you know, a lot of people remember you coming up through the Christchurch Cavalier program. There have been some good players. I would hazard to say maybe Donnie Harrison out of 1978 may have been the biggest recruit ever out of Christchurch till you came along. But, you know, you've dealt with some neck issues, which forced you out of football. How's your health dealing with this, Dave? Because I know with the choice of work that you're in, your goal is to leave it better than you found it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing well. I'm thankful. I'm blessed, and Lord's blessed me with a great wife and two healthy boys. So we're really thankful.
Well, listen, I appreciate you sharing some time with us. To be honest with you, I want to let people know you're actually, like, you know, Wayne Gallman. And, of course, you know, I shared some of what he said on Twitter. But I just couldn't think of a better person to share that story, because so many times in sports now we concentrate on the negative. And while this was a tragic situation, you guys, you and Jonathan Meeks and the rest of that Tiger football program, y'all are working to make something good come out of it. Thank you very much.
Well, Tyshawn was an incredible person. Yep. That had a tremendous attitude of positivity and had a smile that was infectious and left everybody feeling special and loved and cared for. And to carry on that legacy is important, and I'm thankful that that's how he's being remembered, because he's an incredible person.
Well, you know what I'll remember? You know, each year y'all's recruiting got better, and he may have been passed on the depth chart, but he never quit smiling. He never quit being proud of being a member of the Clemson football program. He stayed there. He did what he set out to do, get that degree, and then took advantage of 1 year at East Carolina. And the best thing I can say about Tyshawn was nobody ever had a bad word to say about him.
You nailed it. I mean, He was an incredible person and a great soul, and just somebody that you would hope how he made you feel is how you hope others would remember right. you for. So,
well, listen, JK, I appreciate your time, and best of luck, and great things coming for you and your family. Thank you very much. And that's JKJ, former Clemson offensive lineman. And, you know, again, it's been rough on those guys. But as you find out, there's, 9 o'clock prayer calls, you know, this and that. And seems to be so much pride in that football program when it comes to the players. Now, when we come back, let's fire the first arrow, the first flaming arrow of the day. It's going to be at Tyler Butler that just sat down. Delvin called you out. I don't know if you heard it on the way down, but we will hit it back when we come back. 844-GSP-ESPN. So when you get called out on our show and it's not me, because I'm sure it's coming, Tyler, when I get into my feelings about what people are talking about today in the about the World Cup title yesterday by our U.S. women as compared to what they should be talking about. But what happened for Delvin has never really called out anybody on this show before, but you heard the tail end of it when you got in the car from your other job. And he was just saying, what happened, man? You know, Friday you're saying Kawhi to the Lakers. Now, I must also say real quickly, I never bought that he was going to the Lakers because he wasn't going to be the third man to a petulant duo of Anthony Davis and then now point guard LeBron James. But, you know, what swung things? Because I literally think something happened this weekend that nobody thought was possible.
Yeah, so this is exactly what happened. Now, as of Friday, Delvin and others, I was 100% correct. And I know this because I spoke with someone who actually spoke with Doc Rivers.
All right.
Who confirmed Kawhi is not coming. Why was that the case? Because the Raptors had a trade in place where they was going to get Paul George and Russell Westbrook, which they was including Pascal Siakam, Mark Gasol, and some draft picks. The thing is, they did not have all the draft picks Oklahoma City wanted. I went to sleep Friday with the same belief as either between the Raptors or the Lakers. I woke up Saturday and saw that Oklahoma City fleeced the Clippers for 6 draft picks. Nobody saw that coming. But nobody really knew that Kawhi was actually trying to get Paul George in the first place.
Yeah.
That was breaking news to everybody.
I had kind of a weird weekend due to something that happened with my daughter on Thursday night, and they kind of kept it quiet around the house watching her. And so a lot of this stuff, when I sat down at my desk last night to start writing my article that was due today on ESPN Upstate, we'll hit on that in a little bit, but B, just catching up with the weekend, because I've kind of become disenfranchised with this. And this is what I mean. Now over $3.5 billion have been doled out since July 6th in contracts in the NBA. Where's the balloon? Everything in life has a bubble. You know what I mean? And at what point do things not even up with the amount of money that's being thrown around at this point? Because it's not going to get better. There's going to be some guys that got a big deal this year that don't perform up to capabilities. Some guys that got underpaid this year on 1-year contracts next year that are going to be wanting triple the salary that they got this year. So the point being, there is no way to take away from this. There's only a way to add to it. And I'm 18,000 seat arenas. I'm just not sure. There's not a bubble on NBA salaries before all said and done.
Yeah, well, the bubble is put in place during those collective bargaining agreements. And right now, as I always say, in the NBA, the players have all the power. They're one that's negotiating the collective bargaining. They're the one who really creates the salary cap. It continues to go up every single year in order for those teams to sign a player to a supermax or a max deal.
All right, now, when it comes to the NBA, that is your passion, right?
Love
that
it.
Is your passionate
Love
sport.
It.
But can't they go away for a couple of months like every other
No.
sport does? I mean, think about it. We go straight from, can anybody knock off Golden State? Oh, Toronto does it, blah, 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 to, you know, let's get into the draft lottery and that stuff coming up, to the draft itself, yep, to free agency. Now it's Summer League. ESPN got their highest rated game because of Zion, and we're going to get into that in a little bit as well.
Okay.
But I need a break from the NBA for a couple of months. I get it. I can go change the channel, everything else, but I also have a sports talk show to do, which means I can't put them on mute for the next couple of months. Is there too much coverage of this before the season gets here? Will the casual NBA fan, basketball fan, say enough is enough if you just can't go away for 2 months?
I think that's why the NBA is so smart. They've figured out how to single-handedly make themselves relevant throughout the year when we know football is king. That's king point blank period. But they are staying relevant with, yep, the Summer League. I mean, they were scalping tickets for $400 in a Summer League game.
Maybe once we get through the Summer League, get away for a little bit. But guess what? We're right back into training camp here
training
in about six, 7 weeks.
Season start in October.
So my point being, I've always found that if you take a break from something besides your marriage, let's make sure that we say that.
Yeah.
Don't take a break from your wife, because if you do, it's going to be a permanent break. Same thing with your kids. But say one of your favorite meals, you know what, you've overeaten that a little bit here recently, you give it a break for 2 months, how good does it taste that first time you go back?
Well, they give you a little bit of break after some league is over. You got that little brief period where it's dominated by baseball, then of course NFL training camp that actually starts at the end of the month.
Yeah, we'll be at Carolina Panthers training camp on July 25th. Most people are thinking it's the last time at Wofford. I think a lot of that's dependent on how far they get into this construction up in York County.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you got that coming around. So the the NBA, they'll take a little break. Now, me personally, as an insider, I'm not complaining because this keeps me employed all year round, keeps me on the show. So I appreciate the NBA for staying relevant.
Absolutely. And, of course, we love having you around as well. Plus, you can be followed on Twitter, at MySportsCulture. Or is it at Sports?
That's it. Okay. At MySportsCulture.
Yeah, and then MySportsCulture.com. All right. So now we're starting to see a lot of one-year contracts thrown out for you know, filling out the salary cap.
Yeah,
we got
1 year.
You can have $1.3 million. You can have $2 million, whatever. But that's where we are now. I just would like to know, at what point can we all officially look at one of the greatest basketball players of all time in Michael Jordan and go, please, please, quit selling us a bunch of garbage. When they undervalued Kemba Walker, let him go to Boston, because, again, they can only pay so much being that small to medium-sized franchise. I got it. Kemba Walker's much better off in Boston than he's going to be in Charlotte. But Mitch Kupchak, don't insult me telling me that Terry Rozier would have been a lottery pick this year in the draft. Dude, he's had 6 years in the league. So if he wasn't a lottery pick this year, what the hell would he have been?
You know what? This year has probably been the first year that I'm starting to see teams come out with these PR statements, like what Kupchak did and what the Knicks did immediately after they lost out on KD, saying, hey, it's okay, we're going to roll with the young guns. I think that's funny. But, yeah, Kemba didn't even want to leave Charlotte in the first place.
$61 million, is that what I saw there? Or was that the Knicks to KD, $61 undervalued?
Yeah, they Kemba told them he would sign under the max.
Right.
And he would take $160 million. Reports is they offered $160 million. I know that's incorrect. They offered Kemba $140 million. He took $160 million from Boston.
Okay.
So they vastly undervalued Kemba Walker, and I don't blame them. I would have left too.
No offense. Let's make our name in Boston, where you can live in infamy if you do well for that program. That's one of the prides of the NBA. You know what? Charlotte, nice year, and then you forget about them until it comes to training camp.
Going to the
season.
Playoffs.
Yep. All right. When we come back, you can get in touch with Tyler, 844-GSP-ESPN. A couple of other questions when it comes to the NBA, which includes, now that Russell Westbrook has asked to be traded, how big is the coaching sweepstakes going to be in college basketball next carousel? Because Billy Donovan's got to be thinking, I want to go back to college at this point. I get your opinion on that. You bring it to us straight up. 844-GSP-ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.